would like to start. I'd like to welcome the Minister, the Deputy Minister, the National Commissioner, General Stolik, Honourable Minister, Members. We are not going to waste any time. We have one item on the agenda. Minister, we are going to have the following procedure. You will be allowed to do the presentation. I'll ask for comments and questions from the honourable members. And we do believe that you have a press briefing after this. So we are not going to delay you. And the meeting will be held according to time. Could we please close the door and allow the minister to do the presentation? Thank you, honourable member. Thank you, honourable members. Honourable deputy minister, you are welcome. Honourable general, you and your team, thank you very much for being present today. I declare the meeting open. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We would like to make our request, Chair, that we're requesting to start our media briefing at 10. Therefore, we guess that the questions and answers are saved for the members, rather than the media, because media, they've got the whole day with us to do what they want to do with us, and we'll do what we do with them. So it's a presentation of the crime stats 2018-2019. Basically, Chair, our statistics that are not very rosy. The General Stolik will work on that together with his generals to give us figures in a slides way, the slides that we'll put not on a thick way. They usually are three elements of statistics that the embassy is. It's on murder issues. Chairperson, the second one is on the sexual offences. There'll be emphasis there. But one other thing that we have been dealing with for a very long time is legitimacy and authenticity of the statistics, where people, they always skin the statistics and say these lies and all that. I hope we have reached the station there where we don't answer on that one, because these are signed and approved by the statistician generals. Since 2011 up to this point, we have been working together with the statistician general. So if you say they are lies, they are not them, don't ask us. In the presentation, the man himself, statistician SG, will be there to validate the statistics, South African police statistics. So that's a question that we have put aside. Then we will call on the National Commissioner to make the figures visible of how we have done so, and then we'll come back to the figures when the honourable members are asking us questions.
Thank you very much, Minister, and thank you very much, Chair and honourable members. Just to add at an operational level to what the Minister said, it's just a confirmation of the fact that an MOU was indeed signed between myself and the Statistician General, in which the stats were declared official. Our presentation shall be led by Major General Skukuni on the stage with your permission, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Minister. Thank you very much, General. You may be allowed to proceed.
Thank you, Honorable Ministers, members of the Portfolio Committee, National Commissioner, and all guests. I'll be taking you through the police recorded crime statistics for the financial year 2018-19. The presentation is structured in such a way that we first give a brief, broad overview in terms of the crimes that were reported to the South African Police Service. The table that we're currently seeing, it's the, when we look at it over there, we see that in the current financial year, we had recorded 21,022 murders. That is an increase of 686 or 1.4% increase in the total number of murders that have been reported when compared to the previous financial year. The second category, which is the sexual offenses, which is made up of the crimes of rape, sexual assault, attempted murder, sexual offenses, and contact sexual offenses, has increased by 2,312 cases. That is a 4.6% increase. The current number that we have recorded in the current financial year is 52,420. Then attempted murder, current financial year, we had recorded 18,980. A case difference of 747 when compared to the previous financial year, and a percentage increase of 4.1%. Then assault with intent to commit grievous bodily harm, we had reported 170,979, a case difference of 3,627, and a percentage change of 2.2%. Common assault, we have recorded an increase of 5,767 counts. That is, the total number of crimes that were reported was 162,012. That is a percentage increase of 3.7%. Common robbery, we have recorded an increase of 1,035 cases. That is the total number of 51,765 common robbery cases, an increase of 2.0%. Robbery with aggravating circumstances, we have recorded an increase of 140,000. We have recorded the number 140,032, a case difference of 1,668, an increase of 1.2%. Now, this common robbery is made up of a number of crimes which include carjacking, robbery residential, robbery at non-residential, robbery of cash in transit, bank robbery, and truck hijacking. And these six crimes, they have all decreased with the exception of robbery at residential premises. Carjacking decreased by 1.8% or 299 cases less. Robbery at the residential premises increased by 170 cases or 0.8%. Robbery at non-residential premises increased by 56 cases or 0.3% reduction. the increase in the decrease in the robbery of cash in transit was 55 cases less, or 23.1% reduction. Bank robbery decreased by 9 cases, and truck hijacking decreased by 20 cases. So that is the crimes that make up the category called robbery with aggravating circumstances. So the second category of broad categories of crime is your contact-related crimes, which is made up of only two types of crimes, that is arson and malicious damage to property. Both the two crimes have increased. Arson has increased by 214 cases. A number that was recorded was 4,083, a percentage change of 5.5% compared to the previous financial year. Malicious damage to property, we recorded 113,089 cases, an increase of 1,597, or a percentage change of 1.4. The total contact crimes increased by 1.6%, or 1,811 cases. Then the other broad category, which is your property-related crimes, which is made up of burglary at non-residential, burglary at residential, theft of motor vehicle, and theft out of motor vehicle, and stock theft. Burglary at non-residential premises increased with 29 cases, a 0.0% increase, because of the margins of increase and the volume renders that the percentage change becomes a 0.0% increase. Then burglary at residential premises increased by 7,229, or 3.2% increase. The number that was recorded in that case was 220,865. I'm sorry, I said an increase. It is actually a decrease in the burglary at the residential premises of 7,229, or 3.2% decrease. Then theft of motor vehicle and motorcycle decreased by 2,339. The number that was reported was 48,324 from 50,663. That is, in the 2017-18 financial year, we reported 50,663. Currently, we reported 48,324. The difference is 2,339, and the percentage decrease is 4.6. Then theft out of or from motor vehicle, we, in 2017-18, we reported 124. Currently, we have 127,076. The decrease there is 4,089, and the percentage change is a 3.2 decrease. Then in terms of stock theft, which is the only crime that has decreased by triple digit in this instance of the property-related crimes, that is 823 cases more in the current financial year, or a 2.9% increase. In 2017-18, we reported 28,849. Currently, we reported 29,672. The case increase is 823, the percentage change is 22.9%. However, the broad category of property-related crimes as a whole decreased by 12,814. That is a 2.5% decrease. Then we had other serious crimes, which has increased by 1.4%. And the 17 community-reported crimes overall increased by 0.7%, or 11,175. Then in terms of crimes detected as a result of police action, where the desirable change should be on the upwards, is that we had recorded decreases, unfortunately, in illegal possession of firearms. That is, we have retrieved less firearms in the current financial year than we had
in the 2017-18 financial year. That is 1,822 firearms less. That is firearms and ammunition. Then drug-related crimes, we had recorded a decrease of 90,890 instances. From 2017-18, we had 323,547. Currently, we have 232,657. And the margin of decrease there in that instance might have been as a result of the change in legislation which normalized the possession of Daha for personal use, leading to the reduction that we are currently seeing of 90,890 cases. Then driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs, we recorded a decrease of 328, or 3.8% decrease. Sexual offenses detected as a result of police action increased by 1,275, or 19.0%. That is, we moved from 6,701 in 2017-18 to 7,976. Overall, total crimes detected as a result of police action decreased by 94,685, or 21.8%. Now, here we're looking at the percentage contribution of the 17 community reported crimes and the crime detected as a result of police action to the overall 21 crimes that we are reporting on. The 17 community reported crimes, we have reported 1,673,990 charges, and the biggest contributor to this 17 community reported crimes was contact crimes. That is your murder, attempted murder, assault, GBH, assault common, common robbery, and total sexual offenses, and robbery with aggravating circumstances. These crimes contributed 36.9% to the total of 17 community-reported crimes. The second highest was property-related crimes, which is made up of your motor vehicle-related, theft of motor vehicle, burglary, res and non-res, and also stock theft. These crimes contributed 29.6%, or 495,161. Then we had also other serious crimes, which contributed 26.6%. Contact-related contributed 7.0%. Then crime detected as a result of police action are shown on the other slide, which is the highest contributor there being your drug-related crime. Even though they've come down, they are still the highest contributor in terms of the crime that have been detected as a result of police action. Then the broad categories, we have already indicated that contact crimes decreased by 2.6%, or increased by 15,844. Contact-related increased by 1.6%. The count is 1,811. Property-related decreased by 12,804. The percentage change is 2.5. Other serious increased by 6,334, and the percentage change is 1.4. The individual crimes that make up the contact crimes is murder. In the current financial year, we had 686 increase counts in terms of murder. The percentage change is 3.4%. As the minister indicated that one of the crimes that maybe we need to focus on is the murder. What we have observed is that most of these murders, that is 12,390 of the 21,022 murders, happened from Friday up to Sunday. That is, the Friday, the weekends, contribute 60% of the murders. Now, if you add Monday to these 3 days, you end up with a figure of 14,796 murders committed on Monday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that is a 70% contribution to the total number of murders that have been reported in the current financial year. Then 3,567 of these murders happened on between Saturday 9 o'clock in the evening to Sunday 3 o'clock in the morning. That might be an indicator that during those period there is high alcohol intake abuse and also drug-related abuse. Furthermore, what we have observed is that 7,176 of these murders were committed with firearms, 4,720 were committed with knives, 1,552 were committed with sharp instruments. So in total, these three types of weapons were used in the commission of 13,428 murders, mostly happening from Friday, from Saturday and Monday, and mostly between the hours of 9 in the evening on Saturday to 3 o'clock in the morning. That is a 64% of the murders were contributed or were committed by these types of three weapons: guns, firearms, and knives, and all guns, sharp instruments, and knives. Then sexual offenses, we have already talked to it. And then what we have observed in terms of the contributory factors to attempted murder is that most of the causes of attempted murder are the same as the causes of murder. And the times on which the attempted murders are committed is the same as the times on which the murders are committed. The instruments used in the commission of attempted murders is almost the same, that is firearms throughout. The only province that had a difference in terms of the weapon used to commit attempted murder was the Northern Cape, where the instrument that is used in most instances in the Northern Cape is a knife. Then assault GBH is the same basket as attempted murder and murder. Then common assault has also increased, common robbery increased. Robbery aggravating, we have seen the six crimes that make up robbery aggravating have gone down. Only exception was the robbery at rest. Then this slide, we looked at the 10-year trend in terms of the murders that we have been reporting. In 2008-09, we had 18,084 murders. Then we reduced these murders over the three-year period because those 3 years we are seeing reduction. Then in the year 2011-12, we started observing increases. The slide was added after discussions with the minister. So in the previous financial year, we had an increase of 1,320 murders. However, that number has halved when you consider the increase in the current financial year. That is, currently we had added only 686 murders. Then the provincial breakdown in terms of the contact crimes, when we look at the provincial breakdown, all the provinces have recorded increases when we consider the contact crimes. The volumes were recorded in the KZN, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and also Gauteng and KZN. So these contact crimes, remember, these are the crimes that are committed against a person. And if you take into consideration that the four provinces that we mentioned are the most populous provinces, this might be an indication of the number of people that are available that can be marked, and not necessarily the intensity of the crimes within that particular province. So there are more people available in the four provinces that I mentioned that are potential victims to crime rather than the actual number of crimes that are committed. You have a broader scope to commit those because there are many people in those provinces. And when you look at Gauteng, especially in terms of this, I believe it has also the highest number of ATMs, there's the highest number of cars, it has the highest number of businesses. So it makes sense then that the volumes will lie mostly in those provinces. Then when you look at the stations that are in the top 30, you observe that 16 of those stations in the top 30 contact crime are in Gauteng, 8 are in the Western Cape, 4 are in KZN province, and 1 each in Mpumalanga and the Free State. Then we get to the trio crimes, which is your carjacking, robbery residential, and robbery at non-residential premises. The provinces that have decreased in terms of the trio crimes is your Gauteng, Western Cape, and Limpopo. Then the other provinces have recorded increases when we consider the trio crime. The trio crime is the basket which is made up of carjacking, robbery residential, and robbery non-residential. We grouped them together because it was a cabinet decision that they wanted to see the trend in this basket of the crimes. Because there are three, that's why we call them the trio crimes. Then the top 30 stations in terms of the trio crimes, Gauteng province had 19 stations in the trio crime top 30 station. These are the stations that contributed the largest numbers in terms of volume to the trio crimes that have been reported in the current financial year. Then the second province is Western Cape, which has 7 stations. KZN has 2, Mpumalanga and Free State had 1 in the top 30. Then we look at the crimes committed against women and children. We look at the murder, total sexual offenses, attempted murder, assault, GBH, and common assaults that have been committed against women. And we also looked at the same basket of crimes that have been committed against children. Murder for women was 2,771. It is a reduction of 159 counts and a percentage change of 5.4. Total sexual offenses, the volume is 36,957, a reduction of 134, and then a percentage change of 0.4. Similarly, attempted murder, we had reported 3,445, assault GBH 54,142, common assault we had 82,000. Now, the murder of children that we reported in the current financial year, it's 1,014, that is 29 cases more than the previous financial year. Sexual offenses against children has also increased by 899. One thing that maybe we need to mention in terms of the murders that are committed against children is that when we looked at the number of crimes or children in conflict with the law, we have observed that some of these murders against children are committed by other children themselves. We had the number where we showed the murders that have been committed by children in the current financial year was 736. That is instances where the children were the perpetrators and not the victims of the murder. Then another figure that is quite concerning is the common assault, which has been committed by children, ranging at 4,196. We then again looked at the causative factors. We have already touched on causative factors emanating from misunderstanding and domestic violence. And we showed that most of these happen between, especially in terms of murder, between Friday and Sunday, especially in the early hours of the morning or late hours in the evening. When you bring in the two, assault GBH and domestic violence, that resulted in assault GBH. Together, these two numbers give you around 46,000. That is 46,000 of assault GBH emanated either from domestic violence and misunderstanding or arguments. The murders that resulted from arguments is 1,727. Domestic violence is 1,115. The other thing that we have observed is that this misunderstanding and domestic violence happens mostly indoor, and it is normally amongst people who are known to each other. And we have quantified those numbers to show that if you take the use of alcohol and the times in which they are happening, it is quite likely that the contributory factor to these arguments and misunderstanding and domestic violence is alcohol or drug-related induced. Then gang-related murders, currently we had 1,120. Armed robbery, murders that emanated from armed robbery, 789. Revenge is 256. Taxi violence is 321. Illegal mining, 62. Factions or conflict, it's 40. And political related, it's 8. Then we also looked at the murders of police officials than compared with the murders that had happened, because we in the previous slide we showed causative factors. We also showed the murders between women and children. Now, because we don't think that this is a causative factor, but it is people or certain criteria of people that happen to be targeted. The murder of police officials, those that were killed in the current financial year whilst on duty, was 28. And we provided a provincial breakdown in terms of which are the provinces whereby the police officials were killed on duty, and we found that it was Gauteng. 49 police officials were killed whilst they were off duty, and the contributory province was KZN. Then when we look at the murder of farm murders or murders on farms and small holdings, we had 47 murders that happened in 41 incidents. Some of these murders, 22, happened during a robbery at the residential. They also happened with attempted murder, 2 assault GBH, and a case of stock theft. Then in terms of property-related crimes, we looked at the broad overview because we felt that we wouldn't have enough time to go into the details given that the session is only 1 hour. We just gave the highlights of the property-related crimes. Burglary at the non-residential increased. Burglary at the residential decreased. Theft of motor vehicle decreased. Theft out of or from motor vehicle also decreased. Then stock theft, which is a concern, it has been increasing for the past 3 or 4 years, and it has been increasing across all the 9 provinces. What is of concern is that if you take the types of animals and attach a ballpark figure, the number of animals amounts to around millions, even double digit or triple digit millions. So it's a cause for concern because this is a type of institution or livestock is used mostly as a type of a bank for people in the poor and rural communities, whereby they sell some of these cows to be able to educate their kids or to pay for their tuition fees. So it is a cause for concern, and we need to focus more on it so that we bring it down. And that is the last of my slide. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Thank you, Minister. Thank you, General. Honourable Minister, would you like to add?
Definitely not much to add, except that one problem on the murders, unfortunately, is not recorded as such. There is a very high number of people that are murdered by the people they know. Very high. The case in Mpumalanga at the present moment of 4 kids murdered by the mother, all those cases are registered as murder. But we are trying to come with different codes. Because it would be very difficult for the police to police such cases where people known to another family members. They call it crimes of passion, those that are married, those that are bacholayo, are kids and all that. So it's one category. But what we have discovered, it has really pushed up on questions of murders. The causation also, we'll be looking at it. Maybe we'll be getting some sociologists, psychologists to help us on these causation things. Why people, they behave on weekend as if they've just come from the moon. All of a sudden, the same people you know, they behave differently come the weekend. So I think we do need some form of assistance, professional assistance on those matters. That is why, Chairperson, maybe a later stage in the press briefing, we are opening ourselves as the South African police to invite every and whoever that things can make the contribution. It cannot be a closed book working on those matters going forward. So that's what you can add for now. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Minister. Honourable Members, I'll give you an opportunity for questions. Could we kindly please remember that the Minister is having a press briefing at 10. We respect that. It is not unusual. We know that is the normal procedure. So we'll release the Minister and his team by 10 to 10 for the latest. I'll take questions. The first round, I think we'll stick to one round of questions. Honourable Whitfield, Sir Blanche, Mofokeng, Groenewald, Majosi, Mafania. Could we start with Honourable Whitfield?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you very much for the presentation. I don't think there's a single person in the room that isn't upset. As the Minister indicated originally, these are not great results. In fact, they are cause for very, very serious concern. And I was just wanting to know and ask one or two very brief questions. The President in his State of the Nation address made the commitment that over the next 10 years, violent crime will be halved. So I'm very specifically interested to know what intervention SAPS has in place to deal with that commitment. We've seen that there remains an increase in violent crimes, even though there was a reduction in murders, but an increase overall. And then I wanted to know what the causes that have been identified for the trend since 2012, the increase since 2012, if we can get an indication of that. And then there was a specific reference on, I think it was page 2 of the presentation, where it related to crimes that were detected as a result of police action. Could we just get a brief explanation, as much detail as possible, what the process is? So, for example, sexual offences detected as a result of police action. If we can just get an explanation of what that actually means. So what did the police do in those instances to detect those crimes and prevent them? And then I suppose that entire category, just what measures SAPS has in place to detect. And then the overall decline on that category of 21.8%, what is the reason for that? Is it a lack of visible policing? Is it a lack of human resources? Because ultimately this committee also has a responsibility to ensure that we see different results in the next year. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honourable de Blanche, could we restrict the questions to 2, please?
I'll keep it short, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Chairperson, just maybe just something to note. The presenter said that this is for the current financial year. This is not the case. This is the previous financial year. The statistics is only up to the end of March. So the statistic they've been dealing with is 6 months old. And that is maybe part of the problem, that we don't have recent statistics. This is the latest statistics, but we don't know what is happening. And I'm thinking, Minister, about, you know, the crime wave in the Western Cape, but other places, just to make the point. Chairperson, anywhere in the world or nowhere in the world there are accurate crime statistics. In the best scenario, you get about 60%, you know, correctness, best cases in the world. And the most reliable statistics is obviously the murder rate. And if you look at the murder rate, it's alarming. It's very alarming. You know, 21,002 murders. That is really a very, very alarming figure. And then the last thing that I want to raise, I have a lot of things, Chairperson, but obviously the time doesn't allow that. You know, we learned that the majority of the crimes are committed over weekends. The Major General told us that. And my, you know, the most accurate crime statistics that you can get, you know, is is the reported crime. And my question is, to what extent from the previous financial year has the police, you know, directed their resources to deal with that? You know, because it's committed over weekends, and you know, quite often you see that the police are sitting at home over weekends, the majority of them. That is my questions for now, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mofoke.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation from the department. It is very clear, Chairperson, that the crime, actually the sexual offences, says there's war against women. And that's where actually it starts, that we must actually intensify the fight. But also what actually disturbs, when you look at the first slide, it tells us a lot, and I'm glad that the Minister will be able to answer on this, that in 2011, 2012, I'm sure you were in that office, and then the crime went down. Suddenly it changed. What is it that happened that we should know during that time and even the time now, and we are back? We will need to know what is it that was happening that the police couldn't actually keep on that. And the last one is that I don't get on the information that you are giving. That if we talk about the misunderstanding and the domestic violence issues, why don't we get the information about the domestic violence register in police stations? Are they working? How many police stations are using it? And at the same breath, why don't we have a register of the protection orders? Because they start at the police station, they go to the court, they come back to you, and most of the time, women in those registers, they die. So that register and that information, I really want to know that, why don't we get it? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member Mofokeng. Honorable Member Groenewald.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I can also say I think it is alarming if we look at the figures, and I think what is of interest, if you look at the total contact crimes, we're talking about more than 617,000 cases with an increase, and it is the seventh consecutive year that we have an increase specific when it comes to murder. And if we look at the total sexual offences, we must also remember that these figures are not actually what actually happens, in the sense that there are many of these crimes that are not reported. If this is the indication, we must understand that the problem is much worse than that. So it is quite clear that we have a country and a violent country which we will have to take drastic steps. My question, Chairperson, is I just want some clarity. Firstly, on the farm murders, it says 47 murder counts in 41 incidents. I just want some more clarity on that. And I think there are differences on the figure itself. But further, I just want to ask more clarity on your causative factors. You refer to the three contact crimes, and you give some factors here, like arguments and everything. But can I ask, because we're talking about there were 21,000 murders if we look at these figures, we're talking about here about 6,000. The other murders, what would you say is amongst those one of the biggest factors that causes the murder? Because this doesn't make really sense. Well, it gives me an indication. But what about, can I say, the other 16,000 murders as far as causative factors are concerned? Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Groenewald, Honourable Member Majority.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Greetings to Honourable Members. Maybe firstly is to also concur with other Honourable Members that we acknowledge that there is a problem in terms of the increase in the state's crime. And also the fear of women and children being killed is not going to go anywhere anytime soon, because which means we are still faced with a very, very serious problem till today, as much as we've seen on the past week of what has happened to the killings of women and children. But, Chairperson, maybe let me start off by saying that the Minister spoke of people who get excited during weekends as if they're coming from the moon because they indulge in alcohol and drug abuse. But I want to find out what is the strategy of the police in terms of eradicating the drug lords, because we cannot deal with the top on sherry problem while there is a fundamental issue that we must deal with of the drug lords, that we must make sure that they are off the streets, the drugs are no longer there, so that we make sure that we decrease all these other incidents that will be reported in police stations. And there is an increase in certain provinces that the general who was presenting now was speaking of. We can see the distinguish of how these provinces are. What is then the department is willing to do? Because when you see Gauteng, it's high, Western Cape and so forth, but there is a distinguish of crime that is happening in all these provinces. It's not the same thing that is happening. What is then the department willing to do? Because we must also talk of the decentralization of power from national to provinces, so that provinces can deal with its problems on its merits, so that they understand what is it that they are dealing with. And maybe also we should look at the fact that, because they did come, Honourable Chair, to speak on the programs that they have. Maybe also we should also speak on the increment of police officers during weekends. I think that is where we have to zoom in more and maybe increase a number of police officers that will be deployed during from Friday or from Thursday to Monday, so that there is the raiding in streets, and that could maybe also decrease the number of crimes that will be reported. And also just to say, I think you had a good strategy, because I see on your trio crimes there you've got a decrease on hijackings, and there is a bit of change that we see, that there is a decrease of crime on some of the changes. Maybe that strategy that was used there, maybe it could be implemented, not the same, but another strategy could be implemented on certain other crimes, so that we try and find a way forward. Thank you, Chair.
Absolutely, Honourable Member. Thank you, Honourable Member Mafanya.
Thank you for the wonderful presentation. The Minister, over a period of 10 years, we have had almost 200,000 murders in the country. And it's a sign that it's a country at war with itself. The issue is that I propose, because I come with solutions for now, I propose that we should have a security cluster summit. Because it is quite clear that the police alone cannot deal decisively with crime. Where we will have to have interdepartmental approach to crime in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, honorable members, honorable minister, deputy minister, General Sithole and your team. The responses do not need to be specifically to each question. You could give us a summary of your responses. We'll be requesting the team to respond to us next week, Wednesday. We'll have a more in-depth discussion of the statistics next week, Wednesday. So please do not say that your question was not answered. Honorable Minister, you have as much time as you need, bearing in mind that your next appointment is about to happen. So use your time, whatever you need, and the rest we could do next week, Wednesday. Thank you, Minister.
Chairperson, thanks. It's a request we are going to make to say, as is, we are not doing justice to the subject. So if we are given that opportunity to come and do justice to the subject, it's a serious subject that all of us are, according to the put the shoulder on the wheel on this one. Maybe that's suffice, that's enough to say. It talks about 10 years and the increase. There is a slide that you put a question on that I would like to, if the graph of going down and up, if we can find that slide there. Because that's a major question that you're supposed to answer. What happened? So the history, honorable members, of the statistics special matter is that it started after the democratic dispensation, and I'm told that the first figure was 31,000 murder a year, and the trend has been that you will each 1,000 going down, so it should be 30,000, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27. It has been so all the time. We broke the record of the trend in 2010, we moved straight from 18,000 to 16,000. There was no 17. And then 2010 to 2011-12, we sustained. We went down to 15 some odds. We have been calculating. If we have kept that trend, it would be 7,000 this year. Would be 7,000 this year. Now, the question, and as Honorable Volken instructs us, we must find out what happened 2012-13 up. So it is a question that we must answer. But looking at that, the two columns, your two columns, if we work and we maintain that column too, we might find ourselves back to the better days. So last year is 1,320 increase. This year, though we have increased with 686, we have halved the previous increase year, which unfortunately, we're not talking about cents and rands here. We're talking about human lives, even if it is one, it's too many. But if we maintain this kind of trend going down, we might go back to good days. So getting this opportunity, Chair, we will be able to tell the stories where we think things went wrong, where we're supposed to go back and fix things and all that kind of thing. So maybe keeping that for that particular day will help all of us, because indeed there were good practices that were dropped. No doubt about that. We need to pick up those practices, but we need to add on those practices going forward so that we can go back. I don't know when we're going to reach 15,000 again from 21,000, but we are from there. That 15,000. So, but we The question President asked, from this department and the cluster, we believe that 10 years is too long. We really believe that 10 years is too long to have this. It could be done so long we go back to the tried, tested methodologies and acting, working together with everybody and achieving what has been achieved before. Because these things are doable. They have happened before. There was a time when South Africans were saying, it's nice to be South African. No doubt about that. There was a time. We need to go back there. It was not the worst of times, though it was not best of times, because 15,000 people still dying were still a lot of. But to move from there up, it's a question of us dropping the ball and correcting that. Maybe that my last point, Chairperson. I hear the Honourable Terry Blanche said anywhere in the world on terms of states are never right. I'm not sure, because the story that I'm told is that South Africa in Africa is the only one that gives crime stats. I'm told in Africa. Yeah, I'm told that in Africa. So now it's going to make comparison difficult then if it's only us giving stats. So maybe we'll have to work on our methodologies without really grumbling on comparisons and all those kind of stuff. Maybe those are the stories we'll have to tell. Even in Europe and all that, in other countries, Latin America and all that, who give the stats and all. But let's work with our understanding what we want to achieve, because I'm told that in Africa it's only South Africa and nobody else. So to begin to compare us, and then I don't know how it happens when we don't know what is happening on those. But let's work with ourselves. As I've said, three major areas: women issues, which are bad here, lives that are lost, which are bad, and the fear factor, those crimes that make South Africans live in fear, like your house robbery. House robbery, they wait for you to come inside. House burglary, they wait for you to get out and they take your stuff. House robbery, they wait for you to come in. And then they, as you settle with the family, they come in. So I just imagine that fear sitting with the family and the barrel of the gun is on your face sitting with the family. So those are the things that on behalf of South Africa we have to work hard. But you will really use both hands to take the opportunity to come and sit down and maybe not going on the summary of presentation there, going to the full kind of presentation, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Member, and your team. We wish to thank the Minister and the police who serve our country and our community. Minister, what we believe is that what we've achieved before was during your time as the Police Commissioner. So we have all the confidence that as you are leading our team as the Minister, you have the experience, the political will, and the ability to take and lead this country forward. We cannot accept that the crime statistics are this bad. And in this period where crimes against women and children have increased, so crimes against women and children and crimes against the population is worsening. We should have no place for this kind of lawlessness in our country. There should also be no place for police officers who do not serve the community. Honourable Minister, this is the first time that almost all violent crimes have gone up. We want to say that you cannot solve this alone. As a committee, we are committed to doing oversight. But we'll work hard at this, supporting you, supporting the general, supporting the deputy minister, to ensure that we work as a team, that we leave no stone unturned in addressing the scourge of crime in our country. Our president said that crime is an act of violence against humanity. We work with our president, we will work with you to ensure that this situation does not continue unabated. I'd like to thank the minister. We wish you well, and we know that our country is in safe hands. Thank you, honorable members, and to our guests, thank you very much.